What's going on, family? Happy New Year. I know this is a little bit late, and I'm super excited to, number one, be alive. You know, it's 2024. A lot of things have taken place last year. Oddly enough, you know, I titled my album The Revelation, and no doubt there's been a lot of revelations last year, even stepping into this year. So it's so on point, you know, not to toot my own horn, but I must say, what an aptly titled album that, if you listen to it, which I hope you do, it's available on Amazon.com. You can go to TimKnightUnlimited.com as well. And I'm selling it directly because we make less than a penny if you're an independent artist and if you're not selling a million or getting a million streams, which, of course, that's not the case. So you can buy my singles directly for $1.50. Back on track. But, you know, my album is dealing with the revelation about many different things. This is what I have come to learn and understand and consider to be truth, at least for me and my estimation, right? I think it's important for us to recognize that no one else can determine how you perceive truth for you. You can only use your experiences up until this point to draw some conclusions. And unlike other people, I think it is necessary and essential to effectively, critically think and consider everything that comes across your path. You don't have to be swayed or moved by every wind and wave, you know, but you should think about it. If you hear something, there is a reason why you were in ear distance to hear that. For instance, I heard something the other day going into the grocery store. I'm not going to say what I heard, but what are the chances? I'm walking by and this person says something. It made me think, right? So there are no coincidences in life, is my estimation. One thing I will say to you, whoever listens to this podcast, is that you better go get what it is that you came here to get. I have a song called Don't Let Go. I'm a little stopped up. Ah, I feel better. But anyway, so I have a song called Don't Let Go, which is on the album. And I talk about, you know, the different trials and tribulations that we deal with in life. And then I was like, and then this voice tells me to basically keep going. And that's what I think a lot of us want to have to do. We have to push past the limitations of our own minds and the limitations other people place on us. You can be as great as you want to be. And sometimes, unfortunately, we have to get absolutely fed up to make the necessary changes that are essential for our growth and evolution as people. So, that being said, you know, I'm going to be doing my best to be consistent with everything that I do this year. And the main thing is remaining steadfast and immovable, like the Bible tell you, right? So if you set your mind to do something, then you got to see that thing through. If nobody else don't believe in you, you better dang well believe in yourself. You know, I have tons of Facebook friends, tons of people that follow me on Instagram, all these different platforms. And the craziest thing is, the most support I've gotten was from people I did not know. How crazy is that? Now, you can't expect people to be excited about what you do, but you would think that those who are closest to you would embrace and support what you do. But unfortunately, that's not the case. So you can stop looking for that. All right. So the thing is, though, when people take off and when the gates are finally opened up for you because you've been constantly kicking and kicking and kicking at those doors and you finally bust it down and create your own lane, you know, when you become a trailblazer in your own desired field, then people want to come out the woodwork and kind of latch on. No, sir. You know what I'm saying? I'm not playing that at all. So I encourage you guys to just do your thing. Peace and blessings to you. My book, The Uncomfortable Truth, is available. You can go to Amazon. You can go everything, you know, pretty much is at TimKnightUnlimited.com. I've taken the limits off of myself and what I can do. This is the year of revelation. things about people and places and things are going to be exposed. I'm just telling you now. So live your best life, do good, be good, and keep trusting in God and trust in yourself as well. Stop looking outside of yourself for the things that you need to feel complete. We have been equipped with everything that we need to excel. All right. So trust in yourself. Until next time, be blessed.